Hey, how's it going, everybody? Is this your first episode tuning in? This is the very free home buying podcast. I just want to be able to be a resource for individuals, whether or not you want to work with me or not as your agent in the Illinois market. I will still want to give people this information just because it's very, very vital that you know the entire home buying process from start to finish. So if you're in the Chicago, Illinois market, you can definitely reach out to me, www.jamerewalton.com, J-A-M-E-R-E, Walton, W-A-L-T-O-N.com, all space, no dot, no dash in between. If you're not in the Illinois market, I still have several connections to very, very high top performing agents in the nation as well. Feel free to reach out to me on my website as well, and just make sure you just leave a comment in the comment section stating exactly the market that you're trying to buy or sell a home at, and I can reach out to you within 24 hours. So let's just get straight to the point. Number one thing that I don't think a lot of buyers are aware of, and I think is a big concern of buyers, is when they buy a home, they're concerned of, well, the difference between renting and buying is that now if something goes wrong, I'm responsible for it. And I certainly know how that fear can go, as my wife and ourselves have just recently purchased our home. And you can definitely have that fear and anxiety of wondering, like, man, like, I'm just used to just calling like the maintenance man, or I'm just used to calling the management company, or you're just used to call or sending an email request to your online apartment complex just stating that, hey, I need this to be fixed and I need it now. But again, one thing that you can do to be able to help you with that, especially if you're buying like a 2-4 unit and you're looking to rent out one of the units and you're not really familiar with repairs or any handyman experience, because I know certainly I am not, is a home warranty loan. So with a home warranty, you are pretty much, it's set up like car insurance. You pay one time a year, so it's not monthly. You pay it per year. And typically when you're buying a home, you would pay that at closing, or depending on the home warranty company you're with, they can send you an invoice and you just have within 7 to 10 days after closing to make a payment to that company. But again, you're paying for the entire year. And typically the average cost for a quality home warranty can be anywhere, for a single family home for the year, anywhere between $400 to $600 for the year. Or if it's not a single family home, and it's like a 2-unit, 3-unit, 4-unit, it can be anywhere to $1,000, sometimes even $1,100, $1,200. But again, this is an expense, a purchase that you're paying for the year. Also, if you're buying a 2 or 4 unit, this is actually considered a rental expense. Why? Because you are now not only a homeowner, but you are now providing housing in the great country of America. So there are plenty of wonderful tax incentives that you can take advantage of that a lot of people are not aware of. And any expenses that comes with buying your rental property is a tax write-off. Now, again, that's a whole nother podcast about how to structure your entity and how to really have your corporation set up to where you can get the maximum tax advantages that you can get with that property. But again, I just wanted to say that as an example. But again, with this home warranty loan, it's set up like car insurance. So most home warranties, they're going to have anywhere between a $50 call-in fee to a $100 call-in fee. Or you might see them say like a service call. Pretty much every time you call and say, hey, my plumbing isn't working, I need somebody to come fix this as soon as possible. The call-in fee is what you pay right away, whether you pay it on the phone or whether you pay it online. It's pretty much up to that company and how their payment structure is set up. But after that, now that company sends out a licensed mechanic in that field to fix the property. So now you have the peace of mind knowing that when something does come up, you do not have to worry about having to pay a major heavy $1,000, a couple $100 invoice for a plumber or an electrician or whatever the issue is, because you have that covered. So now this is something that I highly recommend to individuals. Whenever you're buying a home, you want to put this in your offer. It's not required, it's not mandatory. However, I always highly recommend it, because you never know, as brand new as everything can look, you never know if one little issue in the plumbing or something else, you know, 8, 9, 10 months, even 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, might suddenly have an issue to where you need that repaired. And unless you've been very disciplined to put money aside for the repairs every single month, which most individuals are not really, because you're not really thinking about that. And that's, again, just that peace of mind knowing that you really can be able to have that convenience of somebody just being able to fix that, and somebody that's experienced in that field. Also, again, it also takes a little bit away of a liability, because now let's say that the repair person didn't fix something right, and now is back having the same problem. Well, now you can call that home warranty company. Hey, I reached out to you guys like 3 weeks ago. You guys sent a plumber in here to fix this. You sent an electrical contractor to fix this, and I'm still having the same issue. Well, now, technically speaking, you shouldn't have to pay for that call-in fee because if it's the same problem. Now, again, some companies may be different, so please make sure you read the fine print of everything with the company you decide to work with. But again, you're not as liable because you didn't put it together yourself. You didn't just go off of a Google search and say, oh, this guy got the most Google reviews, so this is who I picked. No, you went based on their information from their system and their database of contractors in the area that are licensed and know exactly what they're doing. So again, don't want to take up too much of you guys' time, but you should always look into getting a home warranty on your property, especially even if you're not getting a 2-unit or 4-unit to rent out the unit. You still want to be able to have that peace of mind knowing that if something comes up, you pay a little $50, $75, $100 call-in fee, and you're 100% now going to have somebody come in to fix it. Or if you do purchase a 2-4 unit, it's even sweeter for you because of the fact that you now can write that off. You pay the invoice for the year, write off. You pay every single time that there's a phone call, a phone in or a service fee for every time there's an issue, write off. But again, that's a whole nother podcast, a whole nother topic that I could really, really be on here all day really talking about that. So again, just make sure you guys really look into getting a home warranty when you're purchasing a home. Even if you're looking to sell a home, that can be a huge value when you're selling a home, because now that agent, if you're my client and I'm listing your home to sell, I can now put in the MLS, or which is also called the multiple listing service for real estate agents. I can now put in there as a seller feature saying, hey, the home comes with a 1-year home warranty. So now that buyer even feels more confident of purchasing your home versus somebody else's because of the fact that it comes with a home warranty loan. So God forbid if something happens a few weeks or even a couple months into the property, they now had a peace of mind knowing that it can now be fixed at a very minimal cost. So again, if you have any real estate needs, buying, selling, or even just questions, feel free to reach out to me on my website, www.jamerewalton.com, J-A-M-E-R-E, Walton, all space, no dash in between. Also, as well, if you're not in the Illinois market, still feel free to reach out to me on my website, and I can more than happy connect you with a top-performing agent in that market. So thanks again for you guys' time, and remember, home warranty, home warranty, home warranty. Until next podcast, you guys have a wonderful day.